On Sunday, December 2nd, 1804, the famous Napoleon was coronated as Emperor of the French at Notre Dame. To prepare for the coronation of Napoleon, Pope Pius VII agreed to come to Paris to officiate Napoleon's coronation. It was initially supposed to follow the coronation of the Roman pontifical, but Napoleon persuaded the papal delegation to allow introduction of French elements. The French elements included the singing of the Veni Creator, the use of chrism instead of the oil of catechumens, and many prayers from the French coronation of the king ceremonial. Now, on the day of the coronation, Napoleon had awoke that day at 8 a.m. according to Louis Constant Wary. He left the Tuileries in a white velvet vest with gold embroidery and diamond buttons, a crimson velvet tunic, and a short crimson coat with satin lining. The ceremony had started at 9 a.m. when the papal procession set out from the Tuileries, led by a bishop on a mule holding aloft the papal crucifix. The pope walked in first and took his seat on a throne near the high altar. Napoleon and Josephine's carriage was drawn by 8 bay horses. The two parts of the ceremony were held at different ends of Notre Dame to contrast its religious and secular facets. An unmanned balloon with 3,000 lights in an imperial crown pattern was let go during the ceremony. There were two orchestras and a 400-voice choir. The coronation proper began with the singing of the hymn and then a prayer. At Napoleon's request, the collect of the Blessed Virgin was set in place of the proper. Josephine was anointed immediately after Napoleon, which wasn't traditional. For the crowning, while the Pope recited the Cornet de Dois, Napoleon turned and removed his wreath and then crowned himself and then crowned Josephine. Napoleon had done that to show the people that becoming emperor was based on his own merits and the will of people, not because of religion.